This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Smoking gun, A.G. Lynch, caught lying to the Clintons, caught lying about not talking to the Clintons. DOJ releases 400 pages of Lynch-Clinton emails after Comey's FBI said they didn't exist, no communications. Massive perjury to Congress, massive fraud, massive crime, red flag, smoking gun, hand in the cookie jar. Beyond the tarmac meeting. But don't worry, Mueller's running along like a good little demon. Good demon. Good demon. There with his little swamp thing, secret grand jury. I mean, they had to get a grand jury out of the District of Criminals. Hilarious. But a lot of folks are drawing parallels to 7 days in May, that a film Kennedy wanted made from a novel. Of course, he never lived to see the film made. That's parallels to Trump today. Here is the trailer from 7 days in May.
Suggesting, Mr. President, there's a military plot to take over the government. This may occur sometime this coming Sunday.
There are some who will say it can never happen here. But this is the story of how it could happen. In 7 days of intrigue, of blackmail, of terror, an eternity of suspense. This is the astounding story of a military plot to overthrow the government of the United States, which, if successful, would change the fate of every American.
You're a nightcrawler, Colonel. A peddler. You sell information. Are you sufficiently up on your Bibles to know who Judas was?
Yes, I know who Judas was. He was a man I worked for and admired until he disgraced the four stars on his uniform.
7 days in May, the first day when a Marine colonel wondered who was inciting screaming mobs in Madison Square Garden. The second day that uncovered secret meetings in Washington's back alleys. The third day when unknown men prepared to kidnap the president from his private vacation resort. The fourth day that brought a secret presidential messenger to death in a plane crash in Spain. The day a senator of the United States was held against his will. The fifth day, when a woman found her past being used for blackmail.
Look, Ellie, if I could tell you why...
I'll tell you something. I was a stupid, impressionable female who let an Air Force general use her like his personal airplane.
The sixth day, the discovery of a desert base for an airborne task force, kept secret even from the President of the United States. The seventh day, when the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff dared the President of the United States to stop the conspiracy that couldn't be proved.
You're not a weak sister, Mr. President. You're a criminally weak sister.
You say I've duped the people, General. I've built them. I've misled them. I've stripped them naked and made them defenseless. You accuse me of having lost their faith, deliberately and criminally shut my ears to the national voice.
I do.
Well, where the hell have you heard that voice, General? In freight elevators? In dark alleys? In secret places in the dead of night? How did that voice seep into a locked room full of conspirators? That's not where you hear the voice of the people, General. Not in this republic.
And I will not resign voluntarily.
I'm going to fight you.
And then we'll see which one of us the United States is willing to follow.
Starring Burt Lancaster, Kirk Douglas. And folks, we are now in that position, and the president's already delivered in 6 months. Their whole criminal power structure is being destroyed. Here's the good news. Even if they kill Trump and kill me, It doesn't matter now. Their whole system's blown wide open. People know it's unelected. They know it's foreign. They know it's globalist. They know it's Islamic. They know it's satanic. They know it's pedophile. And they know it's out to get everybody. And it's anti-prosperity. And so just rejoice that we're having devastating victories right now. But it's going to be a long, hard war. Owen Schroyer suited up, wound up, informed, and ready to go. Spread the word for him online. You are the info war, and they can't stop you.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. Crazy times we're living in. You know, I've got this story here. Democrat Governor Jerry Brown says abortion shouldn't be the Democrat Party's litmus test. And you can just stack this story on top of the rest of the stories that is illustrating of how the Democrats are completely falling apart right now. You got Republican governors switching to Democrats. You got the Democrat Party is actually in debt right now. They can't fundraise. You got the DNC fraud lawsuit being waged against the Democrats right now. And then you have Governor Jerry Brown saying abortion shouldn't be the party's litmus test. So now they're all going to be divided on abortion, pro-life, pro-choice matters. So that's all fine and good. The Democrats are completely collapsing. Oh, yeah, you have Loretta Lynch, who is now another known liar of the Democrats, along with Clinton and Pelosi and the rest of them. Now the DOJ pretty much just, well, they did a nice number two on Loretta Lynch, didn't they? But it's funny, I think, this is what I'm thinking, as Jerry Brown is saying, abortion shouldn't be the Democrat Party litmus test. Well, America is kind of undergoing its own litmus test right now, and that's Trump. Trump is the litmus test. And we're all sitting here scratching our heads. We're all sitting here asking ourselves, how is this happening? How is it they're investigating Trump for Russia collusion? Now they're expanding it into his finances. Now they're expanding it into his family. Now they're expanding it into his entire campaign team. This ever-expanding probe into President Trump, looking for any one thing they can find to make him illegitimate, say that he needs to be arrested, say that he lied or did this, looking for all of this stuff. It's been ongoing for years. They can't find anything. They've thrown everything against the wall to try to take Trump down. Okay, so they continue to fail miserably on that. But what is the litmus test? The litmus test is the fact that we're all sitting here saying, hold on a second. How is all of this investigation, all of this probing being done into Trump, but we have nothing on the Clintons, nothing on the Clinton Foundation, nothing on Clinton and Laura Silsby. I mean, the list goes on and on. Nothing on Clinton's deleted emails. Nothing on Deborah Wasserman Schultz threatening the D.C. police. Nothing on the Owen brothers smashing their hard drives. Nothing on Wasserman Schultz threatening to get those hard drives back. Nothing on the Clinton uranium deal. Nothing. Nothing on Podesta's stock deals. Just nothing. Just completely nothing. Where we have all the evidence, it's all there. We've already seen it. We already know it. It's all on paper. So all of this is going on. Oh, yeah, then you got Loretta Lynch meeting with the Clintons on tarmacs, saying they talked about grandkids for 45 minutes, and then saying that she had no communications. DOJ releases the emails. Yeah, you did. You're a lying sack of crap, Loretta Lynch. Barack Obama's team unmasking all of these people in the Trump campaign. Literally, guilt is written on the forehead of all of these Democrats. 100% guilty right across their forehead. But meanwhile, there's this probe into Trump. Okay, so what are we facing here? Here's the litmus test for America. If they can actually succeed in taking Trump out, if they actually are successful in this coup to remove Trump from office, the litmus test for America is now on the table. If we allow that to happen, if we just lay down our arms, lay down our Constitution, lay down our rights, lay down our common sense, lay down our logic, lay down our sovereignty, lay down our vote, lay it all down, then that's the litmus test. America's dead. You can go ahead and bury the country, and we might still have flags, and we might still have ceremonies, we can still light fireworks on the 4th of July. But if we allow President Trump to be removed from office because of a deep state coup, the litmus test for America is there, and America is dead. Now, I don't think that's how it's going to go. I feel that the litmus test is going to say, you know what? You are trying to take down our country. You are an unelected shadow government that has been operating behind closed doors, stealing the future from this country for years. We're done with you now. We elected a president. We wanted to do this peacefully. We tried to do this politically. The scum that has stolen this country is not going to let that happen. So that's the real litmus test for America. Will America let the deep state coup of Donald Trump happen? Will America sit idly by while this just metastasizing government is just sitting on top of us, selling us to all other buyers, selling us to all large corporations, selling us all over the world, wherever they can find it? But I don't think that's what's going to happen. No, I think if they try to remove Trump like they want to, I think that there's going to be a major backlash. And I actually think that the litmus test is going to say America's not dead. America's been very tolerant. America has been very patient. They put up with a lot of crap. They've taken a lot of bruises, a lot of knees, a lot of elbows, a lot of spit in their eye. But they've had about enough. And I think that if they try to remove Trump from office, that will be the line in the sand. And the litmus test for America will say that America is not dead. Now, I hope that we don't find that out. I hope that the Democrats back off. I hope that the deep state backs off and lets America live, lets America thrive, at least while we have our president, and then see where it goes from there. But they can't do that. You see, the deep state and the globalists cannot let Trump be president. They cannot let the American people determine their own future. Because look what's happening, folks. Millions of jobs are being created. People are investing in America again. America is going to be the world power again and kick everyone's ass like they have always done. But the globalists cannot stand that. They want centralized power, not in the hands of the Republic, not in your hands, in the hands of a centralized government that will determine who gets to grow, whose growth gets stagnated, whose growth gets boomed, where the population movements happen. They're in charge of all of that. And if there's an America, a free and booming America, then that's not going to work. Because America is going to dominate the culture. America is going to dominate the trade market. America is going to show the world what a free market system does. And it's going to create the greatest standard of living in the history of the world. More so than the standard that they already, that this country has already shown. So that's the litmus test for America. Will America fight back against the globalist deep state that is trying to take down our elected president? I say yes. This is what Savage is talking about. This is what Alex Jones has talked about. That's why he went on Piers Morgan's show and said, you try to take our firearms, we will rise up. You try to take our elected president, you try to take our right to vote, we will rise up. It's the same thing. That's the First Amendment they're trying to take away, your right to vote. And see, but that's what I'm saying. They already do all this. They already do all this with the rigged polls. They already do all this with the illegal votes. They already do this by rigging the voting machines, folks. Who knows if we even ever have a fair election with these electronic voting machines? They break the law in Texas. They break the law so that you cannot have a paper ballot. Do you understand this? So, but America said, fine, rape my privacy, rape my family, rape my income, just rape it all, just leave me alone. If you just leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. But they're not leaving us alone. They're coming for our guns. They're coming for our president. They want to vaccinate our kids to death. So we've had enough. So you take our president out. You try a deep state coup against President Trump, you're going to see what America really is. And it's so funny to me. Looking, I see these polls that say President Trump, 38% approval rating, 52% say they disapprove of Donald Trump. You know, that's probably most Hollywood, you know, New York, California, these people. Okay. So they're thinking in their minds, We've really got the numbers. We've really got the hearts and minds of America. Look at Trump's low approval rating. Look at how many people don't like Trump. Well, I got news for you. When the rubber meets the road, those 52% of people that say they don't approve of Trump are going to be hiding in their mom's basement, cowering under a table, if this country actually decides to fight for its sovereignty again, fight for its future again. So I don't care if you have 70% of people that say they disapprove of Trump. If you try to remove Trump from office, 70% of people that disapprove of Trump are going to be nowhere to be found, and the 30% of people that approve of Trump are going to be in the streets. That's why Julian Assange tweeted out that picture of Venezuela, where you have millions of people in Venezuela. Literally, the streets are flooded with people. It's a river of people in the streets trying to remove the communist dictator from power. And Julian Assange tweets this video out and says, this is what's going to happen to America if you remove President Trump from office. Exactly. Exactly. It could be 10%. If 10% approved of Trump, you would still see those 10% fighting for this country and the 90% being jacklegs doing nothing. Because that's what the 90% are. We've exposed these people in the streets. They're nothings. They have no intellect, no knowledge. Just, they're literal nothings. So here's the deal. There's the video of Venezuela, folks. Truly powerful footage. Imagine that in America if they tried to remove President Trump. And that's what it would be. So I want to hear your thoughts on this. Let's take your calls on the other side. 1-877, what's the number? Can you put the number up on the screen for me, guys, here? We don't have a number in here. So we'll open up the phone lines. I want to hear, what do you think will happen if they really try to take Trump from office? They're trying to isolate him from news. They're trying to isolate him from his constituents. 1-800-259-0931. 1-800-259-21. We'll get that. They already know the number anyway. We're going to take your calls on the other side, folks. What do you think will happen if they try to remove Trump from office? What do you see happening if they actually try to remove Trump from office? We need to get out ahead of this so they don't do it. Trump is the president, man. Let him keep kicking ass.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
MyCoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MyCoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 million live in each pill probiotic. MyCoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MyCoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist 50 years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Well, the deep state state wants a coup against President Trump and to silence anyone's voice who is willing to report the truth and support President Trump on a big platform. And InfoWars.com has been the tip of the spear for a long time in the fight for truth and the fight for liberty. And thanks to you out there, we're able to expand. We're able to build new studios. We're able to start new shows. Real News with David Knight is going to be the next one to launch. And so what we do is we sell you great products, we give you great discounts, and then you fund this operation, and you've seen how it pays forward. New 1776 specials for August, while supplies last. Brain Force, 1776, that's 55% off. So 55% off Brain Force right now, 55% off Survival Shield X2, that's 1776. Secret 12, that's a B12 supplement, 55% off that, 1776. Oil of oregano, 40% off, 1776 there. BioTrue Selenium, 1776. Obviously, you're catching on now. The new Super Blue Mouthwash, As usual, we get a new product, and we have an introductory price on that. 11% off, $17.76, the brand new Super Blue Mouthwash. And take advantage of the John Oliver Challenge, folks. It's so funny to listen to, and who knows what John Oliver, he might just be reading a teleprompter. He's like, apparently there's a new craze called bone broth. Apparently there's a new craze. This was a craze that was like, it started up like a few years ago. People started getting into bone broth and bone broth supplements. It just shows you how behind the times and out of touch with reality these people are. So take advantage of the John Oliver special. We're really proud to bring you the John Oliver special. And we'd like to thank John Oliver for plugging our products on his show. That was a free plug. The John Oliver special, folks, chocolate or strawberry caveman. We give you your options. We want to be tolerant. You know, you can have strawberry or you can have the chocolate caveman plus the True Whey protein. So now you're talking about, you got vanilla, strawberry, chocolate. We made sure that we were very tolerant for all the liberals that like John Oliver out there. So you can get your vanilla, your strawberry, your chocolate. That's a John Oliver special. Just a salute and a thank you to John Oliver for plugging our products for free on air, for giving us one of the best weekends we've ever had. So in honor of John Oliver, look at that. Thank you so much, John Oliver. In honor of John Oliver's great free plug that probably cost people millions of dollars to advertise on his show, we got it for free. So thank you, John Oliver. And because of that, we're doing the John Oliver special. Under $70, that's 30% off. You get the True Whey protein and a bottle of Caveman. You cannot beat the John Oliver special. He might need to take some Caveman himself. Okay, so the question is, what will happen if they remove Trump from office? If they actually remove Donald Trump from office, whether it be politically with the grand jury or the grand jury can't do it, but whether they impeach him, whatever, or kill him, whatever it is, whichever way, however they can, whatever they choose, if they remove Trump from office, what do you think would happen? Let's go to Stephen in Florida. Stephen, what do you think would happen if they remove Trump from office?
Yeah, hey, first of all, I want to say this, and I hope you'll get this information to Alex. I tweeted this to him. And this ties in with what you're asking about Trump. You guys need to look into the background of Rodney Howard Brown, the so-called pastor from South Africa. That guy is as phony as a $3 bill. He had it up.
All right, well, that's a separate issue right now. I don't know anything about that. I'm not talking about the pastor. I want to ask you what happens if Trump removes from office. So if you want to answer that question, please do. If not, we're going to move on.
Well, here's what I say. I've been trying to get tweets through to all the people, you know, out there on Twitter and posts on Facebook warning people about what McMaster and Mueller and these guys are doing. I take this very seriously. I really think they're going to try and kill him and his family, just like the Bolsheviks did with the Czars. And so the thing is that here's what I believe. Number one, Trump's got so much of a base, and it's more than 50%. I don't care what the media says. They're lying. You know,
yeah, who's taking these polls anyway? It's the same thing like Mark Zuckerberg thinks he has a chance to be president. He doesn't realize, hey, bro, people that vote aren't all on Facebook. There's a whole class of millions of people that aren't on your stupid Facebook, bro. Sorry, go ahead.
No, something's going to break here. The dam's going to break, and it's going to overflow them. And here's the main thing I want to say. The Bible says that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomsoever he will. God put Donald Trump in the White House, so they're going to get more than backlash from the American people.
You're absolutely right. And here's the other thing, too. Because Trump has a big family and such a big base, they're not going to be able to get away with this. And here's the thing. Regardless the whole thing, whatever you think about Pastor Brown, the point is, they're saying this. They're all saying it. Brennan, Clapper, Gore, they're all saying remove Trump from office. They're saying it all over the news. CNN has Kathy Griffin with a beheaded ISIS head. So, of course they're saying it. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Watch me! Watch me!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Is there any doubt McMaster's is working against the American people? Here's a story from Breitbart. This was published yesterday. McMaster worked at think tank backed by Soros-funded group that helped Obama sell Iran deal. Shocker. White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster served at a UK-based think tank financed by a controversial George Soros-funded group identified by the Obama White House as central in helping to sell the Iran nuclear deal to the public and news media. Isn't that just a sweet little juicy? From September 2006 to February 2017, McMaster is listed as a member of International Institute for Strategic Studies, where he served as a consulting senior fellow. The IISS describes itself as a world-leading authority on global security, political risk, and military conflict. So, of course, that has George Soros's fingerprints all over it. And then you have the ties into the Obama-Iran nuclear deal, and there's McMaster, sitting right on top of there as a senior fellow, the bald-headed chrome dome swamp creature. It is amazing how you can just, I mean, you can just look at these people and see who they are. I mean, George Soros, McMaster, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Bill and Hillary Clinton. Folks, God is trying to tell you these people are wicked, evil creatures. I mean, point to me all the liberals out there that are actually look like they're full of life, just blossoming with passion and love for humanity. Show me the liberals. They aren't out there. I thank God for exposing these people, physically manifesting these demonic creatures into the human form that they've taken. Let's go back to your calls. The question is, what do you think will happen if President Trump is removed from office? I know we have a caller in Canada. I just want to take these American callers first, but I'll get to you. Let's go to Margaret in Oklahoma. What do you think is going to happen if the deep state removes Trump from office?
Well, I think that since we are so disorganized, that they will just roll over us. Because what we needed already was to have people like on the local level talking to each other about the situation and what they're going to do. There was a young man, okay, who put up, it's kind of like a continuity of government on the citizen level. But
yeah,
he said that the government is so corrupt that it's going to fall from its own weight. And we just have to get ready and be ready when it happens. But the thing was, he came up with something that he wanted people to be able to organize and do things that the government didn't have to give permission for. And he had something called the Solution to Reclaiming Liberty. It was in four parts. The first part was a declaration. People declared that they liked their liberty and they didn't want to give it up. The second part was called the Liberty Bell, that anyone would call this number if the police were harassing them and people would show up with cell phones to help them. The third part was the Common Law Court, that they were doing this in Alaska. They were...
Well, here's the problem, because I hear what you're saying, and I think that the premise is a good idea. It's just that's getting a little too complicated for most people, just to be honest with you. Most people, once you get to step three, you're just going to lose them. I had a similar idea that was you just... find like-minded people locally. Maybe that means going door-to-door, passing out a flyer, maybe putting a Trump flag up in your yard, just some little tactic you can do to find like-minded people. And then you take it one step further, and once you have the like-minded people that want to work to save this country, you say, okay, here's what we're going to do. I was going to do this in St. Louis, actually, before I moved here. You find the like-minded people, and you basically prepare yourself for the worst. And you say, okay, if the worst happens, which would be they remove Trump from power or the power grid goes down, a big terror attack, whatever it could be, some sort of blast that takes out the entire electric grid. So then you say, okay, you've got all these people together. You're responsible for ammo. You're responsible for firearms. You're responsible for food. You're responsible for water. You're responsible for mapping out where we need to go. You're responsible for shelter. You're responsible for this. You're responsible for seats. So then you kind of create your little emergency community. I don't know if that's exactly what you were talking about, but that's kind of, I feel like, what you were talking about. And the point you're making is that Americans are, for the most part, individualists. We take care of ourselves. We take care of our families. We take care of our own property. And we don't really bother you. We don't really get involved with your business. We don't really want to bother you. We don't want to get involved with your business. You live your life how you want to live your life. I'll live my life how I want to live my life. True Americana liberalism. But because of that, as you said, perhaps we're not the most prepared for a disaster because we're always living our own lives. So I'm not sure if that's a proper response, but what are your thoughts on that before we take another call?
I think the thing is that we don't stand up for our people. We aren't helping the people we need to be helping now, like the Bundys, for instance, and Schaefer Cox, who's the one that came up with that solution to reclaiming liberty. They made up a story against him, and railroaded it through the jury and gave him 26 years. Otherwise, he's sitting in a CMU prison now, and he has an appeal date on August the 16th, and we hope they'll let him go. We need to stand up for the Bundys. We need to stand up for people, and we need to get together on a local level, just like Schaefer was describing in his solution to reclaiming liberty, which is on YouTube, that people can talk to each other at a local level and decide how they're going to take care of each other. The fourth part of the solution to reclaiming liberty was the militia. That was the fourth part. People need to do what they can do to look after.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that's eventually what landed him in jail was the militia stuff, if I recall correctly, with Schaefer Cox.
Hello? Am I still on?
Yeah, I believe it was the militia stuff and the stuff he wanted to organize with the Second Amendment that wound up Schaefer Cox in prison.
No, they made it all up. It was because of his solution to reclaiming liberty, they made totally illegal. The trial was illegal. And he shouldn't.
Yeah, it's just another. Yeah, it's the same thing. You know, I don't know. Look, it's sad. I want justice for Schaefer Cox. I don't want the Bundys to have their land stolen. I don't want an Amish farmer who makes a product in his backyard to get hit with some regulation suit and then end up in jail for the rest of his life. A grandfather. This is the type of garbage that liberal judges and I don't know what to do. Again, it's like how can I take care of everything? How can we be here in Austin and try to take care of every case? You just got to mobilize locally, and I guess that's what Margaret is saying. It sucks. I wish I could do more for Schaefer Cox. I wish I could do more for the Bundys. You know, but here we are trying to keep Trump from getting ousted from office, our elected president. Yeah, it's all crazy. It's literally just a cyclone of madness here in America. Thank you for the call, Margaret. Let's go to John in Wisconsin. What do you think would happen if Trump is removed from office? Go ahead, John.
Well, first of all, I want to say about Margaret and all this stuff. There was a lawyer that was suggesting that they put a whatchamacallit out for a vote to eliminate part of the Second Amendment that,
That's what I said. If I recall correctly, it was Second Amendment stuff, militia stuff that wound Schaefer Cox in prison. Folks can look up Schaefer Cox for themselves. But what do you think would happen if Trump got removed from office, John?
Well, there's one thing you got to remember is that how many ex-military people you got in this country?
And yeah, 15 million people that are armed and know how to use weapons.
If they're an oath keeper, they will say yes. So if they're called upon and things go down to where they have to act, they will act, and the perpetrators will be rounded up and neutralized, and they just don't get it.
I think they think they're above it. They've been wanting this country to collapse. They can destroy a nation state and destroy the concept of countries being sovereign with big international conglomerates and big international companies and industries and everything. You know, that's an old story. But I think they really believe that they're either in enough control that they can be above it, or they think they can maybe isolate themselves from it, or they think somehow they can remove Trump from power and avoid the backlash that is inevitable. But you're 100% right. This isn't going to be like Venezuela, where it's just, unfortunately for the Venezuelans, just unarmed people marching in the street that can't do anything. I mean, they have to throw rocks. They have to throw homemade fireworks. You know, they can't do anything. And then President Maduro of Venezuela basically putting out a new threat, like, I mean, they're going to get even tougher on these protesters. So, but that's not the case. And here's the other thing. If they think for one second that police or military or the National Guard or anybody is going to enforce martial law after you remove President Trump, you are out of your mind. You are out of your mind if you think they're going to go along with that. Here's what's going to happen. They're going to say, Face those people who are protesting our removal of President Trump. And then the National Guard will have their weapon and the police and they'll be ready. And then they'll do an about face and they'll look right at the people that gave them that command and said, no, I think it's time to bring you to justice. I don't know. I think that they really think they're either immune or above it. Let's go to Angie in Alaska. What do you think will happen if Trump is removed from office? Go ahead, Angie.
I think it'd be civil war. I think that it would be total chaos. I think
it already is civil war. That's the truth. We're already in a civil war. We'll go hot.
If they think that the people are going to just lay down and take it, they're sorely mistaken. And when the gentleman prior to me said Oath Keepers, they forget we've got Oath Keepers high up. We have Oath Keepers in our local law enforcement. We have Oath Keepers with militia. We have Oath Keepers in our armies, in all of our military. We have Oath Keepers with CIA and FBI. So I think that they're absolutely nuts. I think that they will find out real quick if they decide to take our president out, that the American people love our president. And we are raising our children to be smarter. We are raising our grandchildren to be smarter. And they will never shut us down. It will never happen.
And keep in mind, too, you make a good point with the Oath Keepers. But keep in mind, too, folks. Think about all the black ops people that are retired, all the Marine Corps people that are retired, all the military veterans that are retired. I meet so many of these people when I go out on the road, and some of these people, these are very able-bodied people that could probably go right into prime shape the next day if they needed to be called to action. They're not going to lay down their arms. They're not going to lay down. They literally put their life on the line for this country. You think they're going to let some snot-nosed Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer piece of crap take the country from them? You know what's funny? Nancy Pelosi, in that video that went viral of the guy going up and confronting her, see if you can pull up this video, guys. The guy goes up and confronts Nancy Pelosi, says, prison time's coming, prison time's coming. There is a moment after he says that, that is illustrative of everything that is the globalist establishment in America right now. Nancy Pelosi, immediately after confronted with the reality that she's about to face justice, her handler has to take her by the hand and escort her away, folks. See if you can play this video. Folks, John McCain, Nancy Pelosi, watch this. She's going to be grabbed. That's her handler. Oh, let me take you by the arm, Nancy. I got you. Folks, these people are so mentally dilapidated. They're so mentally ill. They literally have brain cancer. They literally have mental disorders. They literally have dementia. This is their establishment. Or then you have Chuck Schumer, the dirtiest rat. I read some story today about how there's a new record size of the biggest rats ever in New York City. Well, they haven't measured Chuck Schumer. That's the biggest rat in the history of the whole state. Chuck Schumer. If you think for 1 second that pieces of crap like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are going to have the say and are going to force military veterans, Marine Corps veterans, Navy SEAL veterans to lay down their law and just let you take their vote away from them? Oh, my gosh. It's just ridiculous. Thank you for the call, Angie. Let's go to Josh in Oregon. What do you think would happen if they tried to remove Trump?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Awesome. So, hey, before I do this, I want to say I take the X2 and the vitamin mineral fusion, and that stuff is a bomb. And I got to say, I don't just buy it from you. I'm a big supporter of you guys, but I definitely don't buy it because of that. It's the best stuff I've found. I mean, it's really incredible.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I use it too.
Yeah, just wanted to give that quick testimony. But hey, as far as what's going to happen if President Trump is taken out of office, I mean, we're all trying to look for a rationale here. The thing is, these are irrational people at this point. They're in a corner right now. And they're criminals, and they know they're screwed.
Bingo.
So this is what they have to do.
That is so key. That is so key. You cannot, when you're talking to your friends, when you're talking about this stuff, it is so key to understand Trump is not the one that's cornered, folks. That's the optics they're pointing. They're trying to say Trump is cornered, Republicans are cornered, you're cornered, America's cornered. No. The globalists are cornered. The deep state is cornered. The establishment is cornered. Obama, Lynch, Powers, they're the ones that are cornered, folks. They are the cornered rats. CNN, cornered rats. Like Brian Stelter pretending that McEnany doing a report on news because she likes Trump, it's fake news. Brian Stelter looks like George Costanza and is about as trustworthy as George Costanza. These people are a failing joke. Thank you for the call, Josh. Let's go to Paul in California. What do you think will happen if they try to remove Trump from office?
My question is, what's going on as far as protecting the President of the United States with the
Well, you heard
Secret
Alex
Service.
Earlier say he's got a special military-type protection team as well as Secret Service. So, I mean, anything else, you probably know as much as me.
Okay, well, as far as kicking Trump out, I think the Secret Service needs to do their job so he's not kicked out.
Well, the Secret Service is not a political wing. So if you're talking about if they physically try to remove him, Secret Service stepping in, but who knows? Who knows what they can do? Who knows what they think they can pull off? It's all insane. The notion that they think they can remove Trump from office just goes to show. How many people have been telling you your government has been taken over? How many years has Alex Jones been telling you the United States government has been infiltrated? How many times have people told you that the Republic has fallen? We've been telling you this for years. Here you are. Here's the evidence. It's all happening right now. Final comment, Paul.
Nothing. I'm just sad that the president isn't being protected.
Well, look, they haven't removed him yet. So, I mean, who knows if he's not being protected? I mean, you can't say Secret Service is not protecting him. So, but again, who knows what they think they can do? Who knows? Maybe they really think that they can impeach him. Maybe they really think that they can find something to remove him physically. Maybe they think they can kill him. I don't know what they think, but we know what they want to do. They've made that obvious since day one. All of them in the media pretending to shoot him, pretending to have him stabbed at a play in New York, pretending to behead him, foisting this Russian probe on us for the last year, a total canard. You want to talk about treason? Anybody who's been forcing this Russia thing down our throats ought to be tried for treason. I'm just done with it. President Trump, I'm start arresting people. Who cares what they say about you? They fake beheaded you, Trump. Just arrest them all.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You know, if Trump had one-tenth, in fact, if Trump had one-one-hundredth of the controversial track record of a Loretta Lynch, a James Comey, an H.R. McMaster's, a Hillary Clinton, a John Podesta, a John McCain, they would have not even let him run for president. They might have done a public lynching. But no, the Democrats are allowed to have all the collusion, collude with whoever they want, sell security secrets to anybody. The Clintons can sell secrets to the Chinese, who sell them to North Korea, who now may nuke us. No, it's all Trump, folks. It's all Trump. We got the nightly news tonight, 7 p.m. Central, final segment of the Alex Jones Show here. Folks, go to InfoWarsStore.com. 1776 special is now going on. That is for the month of August. While supplies last, some of this stuff is going to sell out big time, especially when you got Brain Force 55% off, Survival Shield 55% off. You just heard a caller give his testimony on that. Secret 12, 55% off. Oil of Oregano, 40% off. BioTrue Selenium, 29% off. And the brand new Super Blue Mouthwash, brand new product. We introduced that at 11% off. All of those are for $17.76. And, of course, the John Oliver Special. You get the Caveman and the True Whey Protein. That's the John Oliver Special. That's 30% off. The True Whey Protein and the Caveman, that's the John Oliver Special. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of all the 1776 specials. Hey, have you heard? We knew this was coming, but now you've got the cities fighting back against President Trump trying to cut funding to sanctuary cities. So let's look at Chicago with Rahm Emanuel. Chicago is now thinking about suing the federal government over the threat to cut their federal funding. This is hilarious, folks. This is the Democrat Party. This is the liberals in a nutshell. You need look no further than this story right here. What are the entrails of this story? So, federal government says we're going to cut your funding. We're going to cut your federal funding if you're here taking care of non-citizens. See, we have this crazy new idea of putting America first in America. So if you're not going to do that in your cities, Chicago, well, then we're going to cut your federal funds. So the federal government says, we're not going to give you this money to fund your police in Chicago. So what is the response to from Chicago? They say, well, how dare you attack our police? How dare you come after our police like that? We're going to sue you. No, folks, you know what this is? This is Rahm Emanuel. This is the Democrat establishment in Chicago putting non-citizens above police. That's what this is. They would rather sue the federal government than have their police officers taken care of. This is the same city that has no gun policies, strict gun laws, over 400 homicides this year. So, you want to look at how liberals' priorities rank and what happens in liberal cities? Look no further than Chicago, where they put non-citizens, non-Americans, illegal non-citizens, lawbreakers above police officers. A city where they continue to crack down with gun legislation, yet have multiple homicides every weekend. So that's nice. Good for you, Rahm Emanuel. Glad to know where you stand. Non-citizens are more important than police officers in Chicago. You know what I would do if I was Chicago police? You know, this is what we need to start happening, folks. The police union or whoever it is for the Chicago police needs to take a stand now and need to say, you know what, Rahm Emanuel? You could get the funding if you would quit funding the non-citizens, but because you won't, we're not going to provide security for you anymore. Wonder what would happen to Rahm Emanuel then. Wonder what a Rahm Emanuel would do if the police said, sorry, Rahm, we want to be putting ahead of non-citizens, so you go ahead and sue, do your little lawsuit, but you're not going to have any protection going to court. You're not going to have any protection going to your mansion. You're not going to have any protection going to work. How do you think Rahm Emanuel would respond to that? Oh, yeah, and he doesn't have guns to protect him anymore either. Thanks for tuning in to the InfoWars Alex Jones Show. Tune in to the nightly news tonight, 7 p.m. Central. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars Warehouse.